Welcome to The Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and whatever Joy Taylor does is good in my books.
I'm Ricardo. I'm still trying to understand, how did Sean Watson tear his Achilles on his off day? How's that possible?
I'm John Mark, and he should have been going to UPT.
Thank you, John.
I'm Andrew. I believe joy comes in the morning.
This is a very special weekend. Usually our first segment is called What's the Lead, is where we bring you the most pressing local topic that we want to discuss, something that happened throughout the week or something that is coming up, a lot like Joy. But this week, I feel like we need to start with the NFL. The NFL is king. There is no bigger sports story happening anywhere in the world other than the NFL. It's Super Wild Card Weekend. We get started today, and no disrespect to anything else going on, but this is the first show I feel like we have started with the NFL. Usually we would have our pick segment later on, which we kind of did away with once we got more into argumentative topics. But NFL is back on the forefront, guys. And I feel like now we can finally, and let's just say it, because all of us here are fans of very terrible NFL teams that are not in the playoffs. So you got two Dolphin fans, a Colts fan, and a Patriots fan. So
we had the number one pick. I ain't over that yet.
Yeah, no, that's something
we're going to get to that. But we are going to talk objectively about football because none of us have a team in it, if you don't count me in the black quarterbacks. No, John says because John has a team. But let's start with game number one. It's going to be 4:30. We got the Chargers and the Texans. And I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong with this, I feel like the Texans always play the first game of Super Wild Card Weekend.
No? Yeah. I don't know if it's the NFL just saying that this is our worst game, just take it. We'll give you something better later on. But it's not a big game, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I don't. So the last Texans playoff game I remember was Carr's wedding. I think they played Buffalo.
I feel like they always play.
But they always in it, but that's just the last one I remember because it's just
sometimes it's Buffalo, sometimes it's Cincinnati. It's just always playing first.
Yeah, it's just the afterthought now. It's just like, Houston.
And you know what it is? I feel like it's never with a good quarterback or with a starting quarterback. One time it's Yates, time it's a Hoyer. I mean, they got a good one now. But they just always seem like an afterthought.
Is he though?
Why aren't they discussed along with the Steelers team though? Like, cuz the Steelers do just enough.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Pardon me.
Why do you mean Andrew Crow?
Because we're talking about the Texans and what were they playing? The Chargers?
For those not watching us record right now, it's the way John did the thing.
I belittled him. I gave him the point.
He was legit like a teacher reprimanding a child.
No.
No, because there's a lot of Steelers takes that I feel we're all going to have when that comes up.
But there are a lot of similarities between the Texans and the Steelers, though. The Steelers just have...
No, see how he rolled that in properly?
The Steelers just have the reputation
we know you're a little rusty.
Of decades behind. But so for the Texans, I feel the Texans Chargers game, Accardo alluded to when I said they have a great quarterback now. He said, do they? Because there have been questions about CJ Stroud and a sophomore slump. And because he is a black quarterback, I will absolutely defend this to the death. Their offensive line is not very good.
And the entire offense is not good.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he's a terrible quarterback. He has potential. What I'm saying is...
He's the same guy he was last year.
No, he's definitely regressed.
No.
He's definitely regressed.
The team has regressed around him. He's the same player.
And he's the guy setting the pace. He has regressed. Let's just fess up to it.
I disagree.
Not even just... look at him the last 6 weeks of the season. Once you remove Stephon Diggs from that lineup, once you remove what's the guy that was accidentally injured in the back of the end zone by Nico Collins?
Tank. Yes. Tank Dell.
Like, emotionally, you saw his reaction to that, and he's not been the same since.
Well,
he's not dominated the game the way he used to.
Okay, hold on. So, find me the quarterback where you could say, remove his two best weapons and he's the same guy.
Tom Brady.
I wouldn't call it Brady because Brady's out of the league.
I mean, I still think he'll come in the league and do something.
See, this could piss me
off.
But
that's everyone, though. Josh Allen. That's what I'm saying.
I hate to say it, but Josh Allen. You could remove anything around him. If he
got
life,
he could go. He's the closest thing. I would agree to that.
And to an extent, your guy, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. I feel like you could throw anything around him, he'd still get it done. I just am not seeing that from CJ Stroud.
And that I feel like that is fine, because those same two guys, you could not say that about them in their second season.
Fair point.
I think we forget this is only CJ Stroud's second season. Give it a minute. We can't even say that about the quarterback he's going against, Justin Herbert.
Oh, I was about to say, who is he playing? Because I don't
remember. Which then makes Stroud impressive by that metric then. I mean, it's extremely impressive. This is second.
You know what regressing is? Not making the playoffs. That's my opinion of CJ Stroud, because he was able to pull them into the playoffs
last year. He was a rookie last year for the first 8 games in MVP conversation.
Yes.
By the time he got to week 14 of last season, he was still on the cusp of MVP consideration.
Okay, let's put it this way. This season, last season, he's in the same spot.
He's not.
He technically is.
So both of these quarterbacks actually, and this is coming from, this stat is coming from ESPN, but this goes to show you how bad these offensive lines are. both of these quarterbacks rank in the top 4 in unblocked pressures. That is directly up the middle.
And their one job is to guard and protect.
That's it.
Yes. Guard and protect.
Go ahead, fire away that.
So, like,
I thought Andrew was going to give us some like insightful football stuff that he plays. Like, I already know
what he's on.
It was definitely.
I know what he's on today, and I just have to work around it. That's fine. I know what he come here to do today, and that is only for chaos.
All the days he shows up.
Y'all know I cool with that.
Shoot your shot.
But so are we gonna? I think we should do actual picks.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Let's go actual picks. Chargers, Texans. I don't like anything.
But I know who now is picking.
I don't like anything about the Chargers. You know how I always felt about the Justin Herbert Tua conversations, and I feel like Herbert is going to get a chance to stat pad because Tua ain't nowhere near the playoffs, and I just don't want that to happen because they will always be compared with each other. I'm going Texans. I like D'Amico Ryans. I like D'Amico Ryans' defense. I just need someone on that offensive line to give CJ Stroud 3 seconds, and joy will come in the morning.
Yeah, nigh happening. The joy in the morning part, that definitely is happening, but the time is not happening. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
There's no joy in LA right now. So
I'm joined dark.
Yeah.
Did she leave?
The dark and hot.
Dark and hot.
Well,
this is a hot take. This is supposed to be a hot take.
It is a hot take.
Wow. No.
Yeah. Fire take, bro.
Fire take. Anyways, I think the Texans are gonna win. CJ Stroud is gonna get to the second round of the playoffs.
I feel like in the debris of the Chargers loss, we're gonna see CJ Stroud rise up, pause. And I feel like Stroud, I think he's gonna deliver. My question to the false god is if he does deliver, where does he rank then on your scale?
No, I think in terms of second year quarterbacks, he is the cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. What I am saying long term is he just has not played up to the standard he set last season. That's all. I'm not saying he's a horrible quarterback. I'm not saying he's not gonna be possibly all time great. He's just not playing at the high level he played last season.
Let's remember this is a guy that had Tom Brady for like 26 years. So, the level of quarterbacking is different.
Not much regression.
And let's also remember this. Not even in his second year, but I remember Josh Allen's first playoff game when I think it was against this very same Texans team. Josh Allen was god awful.
Yeah.
Josh Allen was trying to throw 40-yard passes to his fullback for some reason.
Was that in fairness riding? To him, he didn't have an offensive line at that point either.
Oh, So now we see how important it is when it's Josh Allen, but now when you use it for CJ Stroud, boy, it'd be your own people.
I'm interested Trump's in this America. Matchup primarily for the America. Coaching, going head-to-head with Harbaugh and D'Amico Ryans.
We just had majority day,
We could talk about how cool they was at Jimmy Carter's funeral.
It was so cool.
So cool.
Something about this new bush. Shout out to Acho.
Okay, let's move on to the nightcap Saturday night. I feel like this is a game that Bahamians are going to go out to watch.
I don't think you could take nightcap after what Andrew just said, but proceed.
I have to. Proceed. Don't have a choice. This is a game that Bahamians are going to go out and watch because this is probably two of the Ravens might just be on the outside looking in of the top 5 fan bases, but the Steelers are definitely one of those teams. The Steelers had a great year, so I assume their fan base is going to rally. Steelers on the road Steelers on the road. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are hosting. People expect the Ravens to, well, we always expect the Ravens to make a run at it, right? They are perennial Super Bowl contenders. Lamar Jackson,
as long as he's on the center,
he's a perennial MVP. What are we thinking in this game? Because if there has been a kryptonite to Lamar Jackson, postseason or regular season, it's been the Steelers. Been the Steelers.
All right, Andrew, now you can have your take.
I think Mike Tomlin is very good at getting to the playoffs. I don't think he's very good at getting out of the playoffs. I think he's going to fold. I think Lamar Jackson is going to step up to the plate. I think there was a stat that every 12 years, the Ravens score 28 and win the Super Bowl.
No, it was a quarterback who turns 28. It was like Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, it was one of those.
It was just a made up stat someone came up with.
I'm intrigued by this.
I am all about this.
So Brad Johnson won the Super Bowl when he was 28, right?
Lamar Jackson 28?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl when he was 28.
Oh, you're speaking specifically about Baltimore quarterbacks.
No, it sounds like
this is just a pattern. And now this is 12 years from when Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl when he was 28.
So I think it's more or less written in the stars. But in terms of the Steelers, Mike Tomlin does just enough to keep his job. He does the...
I think if they lose this game, the groundswell of anti-Mike Tomlin opinion in Pittsburgh gets too loud. I think he's gone.
I think they give him one more year. He's a great coach.
No, he's a great coach.
But I think he needs weapons.
But I feel,
what was he supposed to do with this roster?
They're trying
to figure out their quarterback situation.
Here's the thing, Cardo. Mike Tomlin is kind of stuck in a no man's land because he always outperforms the expectations.
Exactly.
But it's never great enough to get to that point.
He does just enough to do well, but not good enough to get the
draft.
But
you know who that sounds like? The expectation is like 7 wins, and he'll get to 10.
Yes.
But you know what that sounds like, right?
Strahd.
Who?
The Ravens coach.
Mm. Harbaugh? Which one is this? Is this John or this Jim? This is John.
John.
Okay, yeah. I don't understand
the Mike Tomlin feedback.
I don't understand that either.
If that's what you into, by all means, you always want to fire a coach.
No, but honestly, this is what people have been talking about. This is what a lot of the Pittsburgh media and a lot of what Pittsburgh
sports talk radio. How many coaches in the league have more Super Bowls than them?
Not many.
If any.
So what are we talking about?
No, because, I agree, but that don't last long.
You got to realize, first of all, based on the word fan alone, that's short for fanatic, meaning these people are not reasonable. So in their mind, they think, and it's all about perspective too, right? Because for me and John, as Dolphin fans, if we was always just, not even great, but if we always just hovering around mediocrity and we could get to the playoffs and have a shot, that would be great for us every year. But we don't get that.
Y'all stuck in 1972 and y'all wasn't even born yet.
This is what I'm saying.
Wasn't even a
thought. So for Cardo, he'll look down on that and say, they only making the first round. That's crazy. Because he used to 7 Super Bowls.
No, but I know how good Mike Tomlin is, so I wouldn't address that.
Do you remember when Eli Manning pulled off those Disney wins?
I don't want to talk about it, bro.
Right.
It's like
everybody remembers that.
He pulled, but
helmet catch.
Right. But yeah. I remember his coach was doing like top of the world, and then they lost 2 seasons and they got rid of him quick. Because people have, again, goldfish memories.
I know, but in that case, the concept that Mike, I think it was, what was his first name? Coughlin. The concepts that he brought to the Giants were kind of outdated. It's the same thing we experienced with Bill Belichick. That's different from what we see. Mike Tomlin is still able to lead his locker room. He's still able to coach his guys up. If you watch this past season, well, I think it's still ongoing.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks in season. You could see the relationship he has with those guys in that locker room. Mm-hmm. To get a coach like that out of his job for the mere fact that he's not delivered a Super Bowl. How many other
Guess
coaches
what?
In the league?
The New York Jets had the exact same thing with the exact same relationship, but a really good coach. What happened to him?
I know what Robert Saleh was watching.
So what are we talking about?
I feel that now brought up the point at the beginning, the Ravens and Steelers, and the Steelers have always had their number. You have to bring that into consideration because we always say, just like when the Dolphins would play the Patriots.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
We would always just be like, you know what?
We going to use the cliche? We throwing the record books out the window?
Oh,
big time playoff cliche. Nobody even knows what that means. But we throw the record books out the window when it comes to this. But look, the Steelers had a great start to the season, right? And I feel like me and John always say this. That's kind of like a paper tiger. Like, we know that there's not a lot behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Because every year, we always go back to the season, they started 10-1, and we just didn't believe it. This time, they started to fall off the cliff a little sooner. They was winning with Justin Fields, but Mike Tomlin was like, no, Russell Wilson.
I'm surprised the Steelers aren't his favorite team.
What?
Black on black on black on black on black.
It's a lot, bro.
Not just that, the coach, same fraternity. Like, he finally got the black quarterback.
Mike Tomlin gave his black Air Forces
now. You got to say quarterbacks.
There's a lot going on over there.
Black quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I wanted Justin Fields, if you remember that. And then Russell Wilson came in. Their offense looked different. They were putting up points, and people were like, well, how were the Steelers scoring 30? Because Russell Wilson was cooking.
Yeah.
But then the last 4 weeks, they've been averaging like 14 a game. They lost like 4 in a row. I don't know. But according to John and according to y'all, we throw the record books out the window.
You have to. And one of the biggest losses is Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go back to what Ricardo was saying about, We're going to say what Ricardo's saying about the whole...
being able to go without your top players.
So if Lamar Jackson doesn't look good throwing the ball, but Derrick Henry should be able to run the ball.
I just was about to say, I'll tell you who he does have. Yeah. That superhuman mutant freak in the back there, Derrick Henry. And I mean that only in the most respectful tones, Mr. Henry, if you're listening. You're a fantastic athlete.
I'll go with the Ravens. Hands down. I just don't see Pittsburgh having enough on defense to stop Derrick Henry. A guy who's been in Tennessee the last couple of years, stuck not being able to play beyond this point. I think he had a couple of first-round games, early exits. This is his first time to actually challenge for a Super Bowl, and I think he maxes out.
I'm going Ravens. I feel like if they beat the Steelers, it's a wrap.
Do you know who the backup quarterback is for the Ravens?
Go ahead.
Josh Johnson.
For the Ravens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't worry about him. You ain't seen him.
38 years old.
That's the same Josh Johnson. Yes. I thought you were talking about a new young Josh Johnson. No.
Really wanted
to wow.
Exactly.
I know. Hey, Bomani Jones always says there's a trick that teams do when they have a starting black quarterback to make sure that the fan base don't call for the backup. You got to make the backup black. Because if you have a white backup quarterback, they can say, hey, maybe we need someone smarter who knows how to run the
backup quarterback's always the most popular player.
Call it the Joy Taylor play.
That's not what I call the Joy Taylor play.
No. Who you have?
No, because you're the outro. No?
I know, but I call something else the Joy Taylor play. I am going with the Ravens. This is a very tough game for me. Very tough game for me to pick. Because
yeah, you know, we know.
Yeah,
all right.
For obvious reasons. I'm going with Ravens.
Here's the thing. I got the Steelers. Because
I thought you were setting us up for something more.
That's so dramatic.
Yeah. Because as we said, the good cliche, you throw the record books out. And I just think the defense of the Steelers is made to play this time of year. That's pretty much it. I don't think the offense, didn't they beat the Ravens just kicking field goals?
Hey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what happened the other game?
Yeah, but
Ravens ran them out the gym.
But guess what? Record book's gone.
No gyms.
Yeah, point. Well, how the record books gone if we use the record books to talk about the game that they won?
They canceled each other out.
Fair. Okay, so we saw it back at zero.
So at zero.
All right, let's go to Sunday. For some people, I feel like this is probably one of the most intriguing matchups there is.
No, it's not.
And Carter is shaking his head because he has unwavering belief in Josh Allen no matter what else is around him. Yeah, you're rooting for him or DeMar Hamlin?
Josh Allen.
Sorry, Broncos versus Bills. Broncos, the 7 seed. I am actually still amazed at the whole Bo Nix thing. I know he came into the league as the most seasoned rookie quarterback ever after playing 10 seasons of college football.
There was I can't remember. It was either a fantasy or a sports book that did this study where if you switched every team's one-loss game, the Broncos would technically be one of the highest seeds in the league.
One-score losses.
Yeah, if you switch all of their one-score losses to...
You know, if the Dolphins scored like 3 touchdowns a game, like they would be undefeated. 15-1
or 16-1 or something like that.
No. Who cares about those?
Like Bo Nix has been impressive.
But you saw the one with the Bengals, right? The Bengals lost.
Yeah.
They were 3 plays. They say they're 3 plays away from being 14-whatever.
The way they started the season, I just thought there was no hope. I was like, you know what, Sean Payton? I started to say very negative things about him because I was like, you wanted to run Russell Wilson out of town for this and this and that. Boy, he is making him look amazing.
Yeah.
He making Sean Payton look like a genius because I don't know if y'all had it, but I did not see Bo Nix turn it into this.
No, I did not see that.
I wouldn't say I saw it. I'm just saying he's from one of the best rookie quarterback classes that we've seen in a while. I made this point at the start of the season.
You did, actually.
But you're great. Okay.
But he's been in college for 10 years.
It doesn't matter.
No, I'm saying, why would you stay that long if you was good enough to leave?
That's the point. You got to learn some things, you know. You got to learn. Money good down there.
Also, easy. Not as good as starting quarterback in NFL money.
Well, he didn't think he was going to be this good. That's the problem.
Okay.
Rookie contract, but then also no pressure. That's the biggest thing that I feel like some of these quarterbacks coming in, Bo Nix had zero pressure whatsoever.
Mm.
Now, the real story is going to be, what can he do? Playoffs. But people aren't really going to care because they're going to be, oh, we made it to the playoffs next season. Now, next season is going to be his true test because now everyone's gunning for him. They got that tape on him and everything. So, you know, Buffalo's just going to win.
I think it's very interesting in general that we've hit a place right now where the playoffs aren't carrying as much weight as they used to.
What do you mean?
I feel like we're at a place right now where it's like, yeah, you made the playoffs, what else? You know what I mean?
I get it, especially when it comes to the wild card round. Because even when we were talking about Dolphins possibly getting in. I was like, yeah, well, what's the point? Like, who cares?
Right.
You're just like, getting into the wild card, you know what round, I mean? And then there's nothing else left to that.
That used to be a big deal.
I agree with Jordan on this. Y'all just old dudes. That's the problem.
That's fair.
Y'all just old and miserable, and if y'all team ain't playing, y'all don't care.
Yeah, but that's my thing. And this is as far as our team gets. So there's no point to this for us. As far as it goes, I don't know what divisional weekend look like. Anyway, I ain't here to talk about them. I ain't here to talk about the good teams that are in.
Josh Allen.
Yes, Buffalo 4-1 in the wild card round with Josh Allen. So you know exactly what that looks like. Denver has not beaten any of the top quarterbacks in the AFC. They've played the Chiefs, they lost. They played the Bengals, they lost.
You know what the best stat is, though, with the divisional playoffs and the wild card round? Buffalo has been the number 2 seed since, like, the implementation, whenever they started the bye week for only the number 1 seed. So it's like Buffalo has been, we finally got up there to get the bye, and they don't get a bye.
So who we got, boys?
Buffalo. I got Buffalo, and I think there needs to be a conversation about Josh Allen MVP if he wins this game.
They're already
No. I know they're
welcome to social media.
But I think to John's point with what he's working with.
Yeah.
I think at that point he's top of the list.
I'm going with Josh Allen only for the mere fact that I want him to be able to play against Patrick Mahomes.
Did you not hear what they said about Patriots fans?
What?
Okay. Go look it up.
Griselda.
Okay.
Who do you have?
Go ahead.
I said Buffalo like 6 times.
Oh, my fault. All right, I'm going Denver with this game. I like the Bonix. I like the Bonix storyline. I want to see the Bonix story continue.
What prop bet you got going?
And you were tall enough for that.
What prop bet you got going on this?
With this game? I haven't put anything in yet. I have not done a deep dive into this. This ain't Fox Sports. I have not done a deep dive into any of this. So no. I'm just going with Denver. I'm going with Denver to pull off the upset.
Oh, you just want to see chaos.
Yes,
no, that's how I live my life. Look, chaos is great. Buffalo getting beat. I can't play the clip on this, but anyways, we know the time.
That is only for podcast purposes. Let's go over to the NFC 7 versus 2 matchup. Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon Barkley hosting the Green Bay Packers, which again have their third generation of great quarterback. It's the most amazing luck of any franchise ever, because I don't know how you go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, but whatever. The Eagles.
Did they have like another great?
Bart Starr. No, but there was a fall off.
They've been lucky.
But the Eagles got, I think it's
the MVP of the league.
Easy to say, the biggest free agent. The biggest free agent signing that apparently nobody wanted, because I feel like more teams could have had Saquon Barkley for a better haul than
nobody knew the Giants was gonna release him. Like everybody,
I feel like the end of the season, people was talking about that.
No, everybody had their free agency planned out, and then all of a sudden, 3 weeks in, the Giants released Saquon Barkley today. Why? And then everybody realized when we saw the clip how stupid it was.
It was stupid.
It was like, bro, that's Saquon Barkley.
You know what did that? The internet did that. And the internet has been telling people for maybe the last decade that running backs are no longer valuable, that you could just get anyone plugged in and they could do the job. That's the rhetoric people have built. And you think these people in the front offices ain't listening? They believe that.
That was such a blunder. Andrew alluded to the Giants beating us twice in the Super Bowl. I still felt bad for the Giants after that.
That happened.
Yeah, that happened.
It happened, but what I'm trying to say.
He pinned it against his helmet. Which was crazy.
And then Randy Moss is very fast.
It didn't even make sense. Like,
he has Randy Moss, Aaron Hernandez, Gronkowski, we had Westbrook, and we had Julian Edelman.
Wow, that sounds like a winning team that will win 18 games in a row.
Why would you put Ellis Hobbs? Why would you put Ellis Hobbs on Randy? Like, Plaxico Burress lined up. Plaxico Burress lined up. Everybody know he was going to the corner. Why would you put Ellis Hobbs in a zone?
Johnson, we got to go.
All right, that'll do it for the half. When we get back, we will continue our discussion on Wild Card Weekend. I wish John told me that before.
Chaos is a lot.
Are we good? That's the point. They'll be live now. Yeah. All right, great. Got it. Welcome back to the Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I still don't understand why Ricardo don't give you all the phone lines. It's almost as if he doesn't want to talk to the callers.
I'm Ricardo Wells, and this is another pre-recorded show. So if you want to join the conversation, please do so by hitting us up on any of our social media platforms. What I want to get to before we get into...
Let the rest of them go. John?
I'm John Mark, and I would love to know how it feels to lose this football game.
He's going to tell you in a minute, Andrew.
I'm Andrew, and I remember we didn't lose.
All I'm trying to say, right?
Carter, you need to have more joy.
Facts. I think we all do. Shout out Fox Sports.
Keep the joy.
They know what they're doing over there. But anyway, like I'm going to say, we lost 3 Super Bowls because Bill Belichick believed he was the smartest man in the room.
Can I recall it for the listeners? Go ahead. If you're just joining us, If you're just joining us, we are doing recaps of Super Wildcard Weekend. And as we went to the break, Carter was listing off the great Patriots team, and me and Andrew were wondering, that sounds like a team that would win 18 games in a row. That sounds like a really good team. That sounds like a team that could never be
excellence.
Beat. Yeah.
Excellent.
But then what happened?
But see, Plaxico Burress in the end zone. But
that's a guy that shot himself.
He did shoot himself.
You
would expect him to make a mistake.
Yeah.
He didn't make a mistake that day. He was definitely taking him to the corner.
He really did.
Hey, that's what he did.
It's a shot you don't
do. Ellis Holmes is like, under 6 foot. You can put him on Plaxico Burress, who like 6'7", and run him to the corner. How you was going to stop him?
You're not. That's what happened.
Everything cool, bro.
That's why we're having this discussion. Cool. He didn't stop
him. And then the next Super Bowl we lost him. Yeah. It's like, bro.
Oh, y'all lost 2.
Oh.
It's more than 1. Mm.
Like, you see the play setting up.
Yeah.
Mario Manningham on the break. This is therapy.
This is therapy session. Can we get back to this wild card weekend?
Is Eli Manning elite to you?
Don't do this.
He is.
I
can give him his flowers.
Don't do this no more.
To me, he's better than his brother.
Eagles?
What it is. Peyton Manning never beat the Patriots in the clutch.
I'm not even going to do that. See, he's lashing out right now. He's tripping. No, he tripping. We're not even going to dignify that with a response because he's just trying to attack you.
We can fight.
We're not doing that. That makes no sense. Yes. Eagles-Packers is what we're getting into. Jalen Hurts, there was a lot of questions about him. I feel like there was a time when Jalen Hurts was possibly on the brink of losing this job. Saquon Barkley saved it. AJ Brown getting healthy saved it. The Eagles offense.
You mean weapons?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost as if that matters when it comes to people judging quarterbacks. But, you know, they don't. They saved his job. What do we think about this game?
I go with the Eagles. Like, I don't know how to approach this game except for one man fight. I've never seen one team in a division literally give another team in the same division like so much hope. The Giants did so much for the Eagles by letting Saquon go. You said he saved
Jalen Hurts'
job. He saved the coaching staff. He saved the GM. Yeah. He may have even saved the city of Philadelphia. So by all means, I think he's going to run up the score this weekend. I think he's going to dominate.
I think the Eagles got it. I feel like other team is screwed, and they didn't even need $1.5 million to do it.
I actually like the Packers in this one because I think this Packers offense has the capability to score with the Eagles. This is a very high-powered Packers offense. Them getting Josh Jacobs, that was a haul. Jordan Love is... I feel like even though the Packers have already made the playoffs with him...
Who's number one receiver in Green Bay?
He's one of those... Remember when we were talking about the guys...
So no weapons still.
Remember
he has weapons.
He does.
But nobody has shown the ability to take over the game. This is playoff football now. Let's keep it 100. If you don't have a way to move and literally get to your players and score in the playoffs, you're not winning.
I feel you. They've scored over 30 points in 5 of their last 7 games. This is not an offense that you could just... You're not going to just walk them down. That's not happening with this Packers team. And I still don't know how much confidence I place in Jalen Hurts because they are stacking 8 in the box against Saquon.
Wow.
I feel like Jalen Hurts is shaky, but I still feel like they can get it done. I feel like to John's point, they keep saying... They have enough weapons, I think, to get it done.
I'm taking the Packers, but there's no losses in this game.
You'd be a play for the day. I like it.
I'm taking the Packers.
I think,
guys, there's no losses. It's 2 black quarterbacks.
The league MVP the league MVP is going to carry the team to victory. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Next game has 1.5 black quarterbacks. The Washington Commanders on the road. They will be hosted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A resurgent Baker Mayfield.
Shout out to Mike Evans.
Who went from... 1 year playing scout team defensive end for the Panthers when we thought he was being run out of the league. There was a time when he would just pop in Monday night playing for the Rams and had a game, and people say, oh, would you look at that? Baker Mayfield still got it. And now, the heir apparent to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay.
See, is why I feel like in certain situations where ownership groups should make a decision to fire the whole staff immediately. It's nowhere in the world the Carolina Panthers looking at this weekend and saying to themselves, like, bro,
that was so PLP.
No, I agree. No, I agree.
You had Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold on one practice squad,
and I'll look at them
on one practice squad.
No, that's just a terrible organization.
You know what's a bad organization too? The Hornets, the Panthers. Sure. Charlotte just ain't a good city.
What is happening in that city?
Michael Jordan, he's the problem
with everything.
Everything.
But you do remember that year when Baker played with the Rams and he led them down.
Yeah.
What were me, you, and Dakari asking for that season?
We wanted Baker.
Baker, we could have, like, maybe won a playoff game.
Does Baker maybe win a playoff game here?
Not today.
Go ahead.
I feel like Jaden Daniels is, of course, he's the rookie of the year. Him and McLaurin, I did not understand the connection before the season, but it's wild to see them two go up and down the field together. I think he's the better quarterback.
The resurgence of the Commanders has been, they actually hit on several picks.
They got a really good young team.
They have a really surprisingly good young team.
Ever since they changed ownership, it seems like it's turned that franchise around.
It's almost as if that's the thing that matters. The people who make the decisions.
They got a little bit of magic too.
I mean, did they?
Yeah.
Plenty joy around now.
Shout out to Shawnee.
That's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut.
But like, you call Jaden Daniels rookie of the year, but for a lot of the year, he was actually in the MVP consideration. He wasn't
like
just
CJ Stroud?
Yeah, he wasn't just playing well for a rookie. He was legitimately playing well, looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They had so many late game situations where you don't see a rookie come through.
So, in other words, what you're saying is we shouldn't watch for this year. We should pay attention to next year.
I feel like you should pay attention for the next 14 years.
So why are we giving them time on that Stroud?
I want us to give CJ Stroud all the time. I still think
this
he's
is Carter not giving.
Yeah, I just said he regressed.
Wrong person.
No,
wrong
I just said no. He regressed. That's
no,
all.
He's black, Andrew. So I own his side.
So I feel like he's the leader of the best rookie quarterback class in a while.
Majority rule day.
It is majority rule day.
Majority rule was yesterday.
It's today for us.
Don't correct
you,
me,
you
boy.
You tell the people that we pre-recorded.
Yeah, why are you telling them?
Fair point.
You're ruining the mystique of it.
All right, so I'm going to agree with Carter on this one. I like Washington to pull off the upset on the road. I just think I don't think home field advantage is a factor for Jaden Daniels. That dude is that cold, and I believe in him already.
Yeah, no, Baker. I just believe. I just believe Baker's the type of player where he'll put together that one special game, and you're just going to be like, wow, in the next game.
He did that last week.
Here's a reason.
You can't do it again.
Here's another reason to believe in Tampa Bay. Their running back has a name which is like from a 1950s cartoon, and it works. Bucky Irving.
He's a wild boy, though.
Anyways,
I think a great name.
Baker magic is gonna come in, and that's gonna be the end of that.
I didn't know you believed in Baker as much. This is new.
You see the video with Baker doing the Dougie?
Yeah.
John been sold on him ever since, because he was like, I see similarities between
us. That's Ahsoka.
Yeah. I just feel like he has that one like game that you're going to be like, holy cow, this is amazing. And then
That's not how you talk.
No, that's not how I talk.
I've heard your voice notes.
Yes.
Angel Reese.
Don't.
That was a lie there. If he said other things, then I would believe
he wished nothing but the best for every member of the New York Liberty, no matter how difficult the WNBA finals got. John was on board.
JJ them win.
Yeah, that is all that matters.
The voice was gonna leak at some point.
So no, they never will, not by me. So we're split. We're split down the middle, 2-2. Me and Carter go to Washington. Oh, dude, did you go yet?
I'm not split down the middle.
We're all happy about that. Who's your pick?
I'll go with it right now. I'll go with the Commanders.
Isn't it still weird to say Commanders?
No.
No.
No. It's very easy to correct somebody.
Ban the contrary.
No.
Ban the contrary. We just talked about Yellowstone.
The final game of Wild Card Weekend, Monday night. You got the Rams hosting the Vikings. Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is here. Sam Darnold
is a 14-win five seed.
He is a legitimate NFL quarterback. And between him, Geno Smith, and Baker, never too late. Gave a lot of hope to when you saw Bryce Young being benched earlier this year. Because you got a lot of hope in this. And I think the through line is how horrible the Panthers were as an organization.
They didn't have joy in it.
They
a lot of hope, though.
They need an Emmanuel. Sorry.
Achoo.
Achoo.
So this game, as John said this in the group, important to remember that it's not a home game for the Rams anymore because of everything going on in LA. Now, this game.
Fires. We're talking about the fires.
Yes.
Talking about the fires.
They didn't move the game because of what's. They didn't move the game because of what's happening at Fox Sports.
I mean, Fox does really good coverage.
Fox got a lot of smoke right now in LA.
If you watch their fire coverage, it's top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier.
So the game has moved to Arizona. Do we think this has any bearing on it changing from being a home game for the Rams?
Of course.
Of course, 100%. Because when you ain't home or you don't have that home crowd and they...
I don't think they ever have the home crowd in LA, though.
No.
It's a weird watching Chargers in.
You know what my thing? No, but see, the Chargers is the ones that don't have the home crowd. The Rams do.
The Rams have more of a home crowd.
The Rams do.
Not a lot more, but more.
Depending on who they play. So, yeah, I can agree there.
But they have to pick one, and I feel like all of them picking the Rams. Because the Rams at least been there.
But I feel like the Rams could surprise a lot of people because they actually have a lot to play for
and
this
weekend. They just went. They just won a Super Bowl. Yeah. So they have a fan base. A
couple years ago.
Because I was like, wait, when did the Rams win the Super Bowl last?
When they beat the Bengals.
It was a couple years ago.
You didn't see Ruth's costume?
Trust me, the Dolphins won in 1972 and we just won a Super Bowl.
To be fair, this could be their Saints game. Remember after the hurricane went down?
Yeah.
They got super inspired to play for the city. So
but
LA didn't want to play for the city.
You also got to remember that was like a year after the fact that the hurricane hit. Like, this is something that's going on right now, and this is why.
And nothing gives Americans hope like what's going on right now.
My thing is, I think the Vikings are going to win the game. I think they're just a better team, but also I think these people right now are going through a natural disaster where players know people that are losing their. But that's
of
just
course.
Different.
Saying,
you're
right.
human, so I don't think their
it's
mind will be
on
100% on football. That's just my opinion.
It might better be 100% on Justin Jefferson. I tell you that much.
With all that smoke, it's in the time to choke.
We know that.
I'm going with the Vikings.
Yeah, no.
Like John said, I think the Vikings are just the better team. I think the Rams...
They're the better team, and now they don't have
the
to worry...
talent level.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about going to LA and playing in a quote-unquote road game. This is a neutral site game for them now.
It's like a bowl game.
In a dome.
I go with the Vikings.
I'm going with LA. I feel like they could be inspired. I feel like they're going to want to play for the city. I think they will be kind of distracted, but by the time they finish with that news coverage, the television coverage of like, we're doing this for the city, I think they're going to be all right.
Yeah. I knew the fires was a lot when Kawhi was out.
Yeah. I saw
that news, I was like, yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. I want to quickly pivot to that. So that's it for the NFL. We're going to do this every weekend. We'll update you next week when we get to the divisional round. We are going to keep track and see who was right and see who was wrong. Maybe we should do some kind of listener engagement because I want the people listening to join in with us. I want them to be able to tell us how wrong we were and gloat at us when we are wrong. And
we'll be wrong a lot.
Some of us that are right, like I'll be right. I want them to call in and be like, hey, you are right. I agree with that guy. He knows what's going on.
Everybody except Pittsburgh Steelers fans because they just get a little too aggressive. Y'all got... And now Raven fans, too. There's a lot of y'all here.
So that's what I said.
All right, so NFC North, don't contact us. Everybody else, if your team don't get, reach out.
That's what I'm saying. That one game about to be a lot. I want to pivot quickly to the NBA because we got some NBA stuff to talk about. I feel like it's perilous times for our boys. I don't know what's eventually going to happen with Buddy because the Warriors are in a free fall. I see his name mentioned in trade talks all the time. I don't know what to make of it. Do we want to see him on the move again? What are y'all thoughts on this?
To a contender? Absolutely.
What could the Lakers give up to get him on Steph Curry?
No.
LeBron James.
Yeah, no.
LeBron James is the answer to
Anthony
that.
Davis.
Yeah, one of them too.
Yeah, we ain't doing much of them right now, so.
What you think you could do with Buddy and Steph?
Let Buddy shoot. We ain't got nothing else to watch. We'll ask you to watch a Lakers game. It's not good. LeBron did a reverse dunk the other night that surprised me. But go ahead with your buddy.
That's all he had, too. Like, after he did
after that,
like, yeah, it was,
I was like,
rap.
You can cut this off.
I don't even watch basketball. I was like, oh,
no defense. He gave up. He do that one dunk, and it was a wrap.
He 40.
I respect that, but sit on the bench for a bit, then come back.
You'll be 40. You still rushing?
Well, Buddy scored 19 points what would have been last night, Thursday night.
Yeah.
He has those streaks, but the problem is he's not like, I feel like we're back in this Philadelphia limbo thing where it's like, you're either going to get played and you produce, or you go on the court for a minute, you miss a shot, and the coach is like, man, you got to go because you ain't make that first shot.
The thing is, there has to be a fallout guy, right? And it's not, obviously, it's not going to be Steph and Draymond. It's not going to be any of the tenured Warriors. It ain't going to be Kevon Looney. So it got to be.
It could be Wiggins.
It may be Wiggins because he may have the best trade value, but he also has a very attractive contract for other teams looking to trade him. So I feel like he might be on
the thing move. Is, Buddy has a $9 million contract. So that's very easy to trade. Let's be real.
Package with Steph.
To the Lakers.
Would they trade Steph at this point?
Though? No, they ain't not trade
Steph. What are we talking
Steph.
About?
He got like 3 years left. What you gonna do with it?
Don't listen to him.
What you gonna do with it?
He thinks his pipe
dream. No organization beyond the Lakers really is to let their veterans retire.
His pipe dream is LeBron and Steph playing together.
I mean, really want it for like 2 years now. We ain't asking for
it's not gonna happen. Anyway.
Your shirt says it all.
Yeah, no.
Right. How petty, boy.
So there has been a lot to talk about in the sports news media. It had nothing to do with anything on the court and in the field of play. We are going to have to tiptoe around this topic very delicately.
Dixon didn't.
No, he didn't.
He didn't at all.
Charlie was the man.
At full tilt.
So everything that's happening at Fox Sports.
Wild.
Everything that's happening with the disclosure from the lawsuit. Is it making us look at this any differently? Do you think this is going to give them a ratings boost now? Because people are just going to be tuning in just to watch the chaos.
Yes. Yeah. I watched that episode that evening or that day when I think it was the basketball players there.
Here's the thing. She's
fully clothed.
How many times have you watched Joy on TV?
Yes.
Exactly. And this is what you got to think of. It's the people like Andrew. Disrespect to Andrew. Super casual. All of a sudden, this comes out. He says, I got to see what the fuss is.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't care about a lot of things. But you throw a beautiful woman in there. And I always knew Joy was fine. I didn't know what she was talking about. I didn't know
anything. She's fine enough. But
I knew she was fine.
But here's the thing, though. That's how most people consume this stuff. Exactly. People ain't really watching it.
All of this with no consideration for Jason Dale and his family right now.
You're absolutely correct.
Like, no consideration.
You're absolutely correct.
You don't think he know his sister was fine her whole life?
And bad.
I feel like he did a lot. He did a lot for the city of Miami, and y'all just disregarding all of
that. But she ain't in Miami.
Yeah, he did. And then she did a lot for Fox.
Yeah. Gone to LA.
I mean, she did a lot for her.
For her. And she's a Fox. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Crazy work. I mean, great work. They can never make me hate you, Joy. But that's the way
people... women's rights.
That's the way people consume things now. So you see the clips on social media, and then that is supposed to be enough to reel you in to say, hey, I want to go watch this. So, like,
no clips, though.
Something has to happen on social media, because social media is where people consume all their information and get their want to, which is why... if you have a radio show, you should probably be putting up some things on social media to draw people in so they can go and listen Saturday at 11 a.m.
But you didn't see, because of her podcast, what's the first thing that came out when she's talking about you got to be fine,
funny,
financially,
clout.
And she's like, standards? I watch a video like 10,000 times because I was just like, this is great content.
This is only going to get her better.
What's the name of that coach, Green, who's like...
Dennis Green.
We knew what...
They are who we thought they were.
She told us, it's right in front. And let's be clear, she didn't do anything wrong but the one thing. She really didn't do anything wrong.
What was the one
thing? What'd she do wrong?
Oh, Acho. No, Acho, the Dixon thing with that. He was married and she, you know.
It takes two to tango.
No, I agree, but you shouldn't fool around in marriages.
What was it? Some people were like saying, what were people saying? That they were like, hey.
No, I'm right there with you. What you know?
I feel it's morals. Like the wife probably dared him saying, you can't do that.
Oh boy, what a mistake.
You know what I'm saying?
Horrible mistake.
And he got the opportunity and he said, how you like
the
me
wife,
now?
The wife probably said, you can't pull that. And he said, watch this one.
Like, magic. Usher.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is.
I still agree with the wife. You can't.
He did it.
Not organically.
He did it. Shout out to Fox Sports. That's the reason you have to work for strong companies. Because when you work for strong companies, they bless you with really, really good bags. And you can do things that modern men can't.
Shout out to Colin Cowherd.
Shout out to Guardian Radio 96.9. A very strong company.
Shout out to Yams.
And if you want this and a lot more conversations like this, no you hands. Can probably check out our podcast network. Zero. I think Andrew has something dropping later on this week to get in more trouble, but it is what it is.
Are we just learning this for the first time? Are we having a production
meeting? All I just say is I know 40 of them listening. They probably can listen to this episode in between the Alzheimer's softball case. Yeah. So we got to blend it in and make sure that they get
when
it
is
done.
That happening?
Sometime soon. Next week.
Oh,
that is it really?
We're going to go cover that. But we were talking about lawsuits and all that. How about Jazz Chisholm getting his money?
Shout out to Jazz.
So the Yankees and Jazz avoided arbitration, so they reached an agreement.
I wanted them to go, though.
For 1 year.
I wanted them to go.
It's still going to happen. Yeah. So this just... So basically what it is, you reach the agreement before you get to arbitration. And arbitration just means that the decision on what the contract is taken out of the team's hands, out of the player's hands. It goes to a court, the court of arbitration, who decides this is what this player is worth. This is what their contract is going to be. That got put off for another year. Jazz is going to get $5.85 million this upcoming season.
Why you some put money in the street like that?
Because they have it there.
That's a published, a published report.
But then I think you should do that. Nassau could be heavy.
Think about the taxes.
They can read.
Yeah. Plenty of taxes coming out of
that. Boy, come home to go buy the fry. That's a mistake. Yeah. That's on him.
May you be?
He does not
but
do that.
Here's the thing.
That's my point. That's on him.
I feel them reaching this deal before going to arbitration just shows a good faith and the franchise wants to work it out with Jazz. As opposed to the Marlins.
Plus, I guess you lose Juan Soto. So.
As opposed to the Marlins, who were fighting for every single penny they can get, sending them to arbitration. So that just leaves a sour taste in your mouth. So Jazz came there last year. Jazz was the culture piece that they needed. Playing
the what
good,
piece?
The culture. Like, the fans took to him. Like, let's be real.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, Jazz was the type of player that the Yankees really have never had with that much pizzazz coming out. Everyone's always been, you know, well-spoken.
I think Jazz is
Jazz is fun. Let's just put it this way.
I don't think y'all
can
say it like that. He's well-spoken.
Yeah, Jazz is fun.
John said it. I
said it. Well, that's it.
But there were a lot of people... Because when you hear baseball contracts and you see ridiculous numbers thrown out, and there's a lot of people that are already saying, well, they don't think this is good for Jazz. They think he's being shorthanded. And I feel like we just need to do more education about how these contracts work. And I was asked about the contract, and it came up in one of our groups. Think of it as in football when they put the franchise tag on a player. They're not maximizing their value, but it's basically a team putting a Band-Aid to stop the bleeding for a year, and then we renegotiate the year after that. So a $5.85 million payday for someone where Jazz comes from, I mean, how can you look at that negatively? I don't know much people making almost $6 million this year.
I know a hairdresser that looks at some money and said no as well, so it depends on who you are morally, I guess.
And that wasn't nowhere near 5.85.
Wasn't anywhere near that.
1.5.
Yeah, we were talking.
She said no to that.
She could have been franchised.
Morals. Ridiculous.
Morals.
How do you wire transfer that?
And morals can't get
you. How do you transfer $1.5 million?
You don't. She picked that up in installments.
Did she pick it on her taxes? Like, how does that work?
Can't clear her. That's why she had to pick it up in installments.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could have been a very expensive hairstyle.
I mean,
what kind of hair Skip Bayless have?
I don't even know if he has.
I think her hair would have been getting done at that point.
You should ask Andrew, because he's a big Fox Sports viewer now.
I know how sick he'd get.
I just like the fact all this happened and Shannon Sharpe's name was in goal.
No, it was.
Yeah.
Which part of it?
There's a whole conspiracy theory going on right now that he lined them up.
Okay, he was so, in.
That's
okay,
what
hold on.
Said.
He no, he.
How
was...
much time we have left, Joe? Because this is about to go left.
We got like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, quickly, he was in the group with Acho, but not at the same time. That'll do it for this episode of The Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors, here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Joy comes in.